From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listeners, welcome back to me, Ahmad Faisal, in English program. Hopefully, you are so fine and still have spirit to listen our program today. And for these 60 minutes ahead, we would like to accompany you with various segments that can not only entertain you, but also educate as well as inform you our several beneficial information and entertainment such as news, commentary, and also other self-information, as well as Indonesian pop songs. Well, listeners, we begin our program with news. So stay tuned with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
Here is the news, first the headlines. Indonesian President Joko Widodo plans to visit Natuna amid China's violations. United States President Donald Trump discusses Iraq with Qatari Emir, White House spokesman said. Those are the headlines, now the news in detail. I'm Donald Pani. Indonesian President Joko Widodo is scheduled to visit Natuna district in Riau Islands province in the midst of China's violations in Indonesian exclusive economic zone near the Natuna waters. For that purpose, the president's advance team members had met with Natuna district head Hami Rijal along with members of the Regional Leadership Communication Forum to prepare for Jokowi's scheduled visit. The Natuna waters have again drawn the attention of national and international media outlets after Chinese Coast Guard vessels and fishing boats repeatedly violated the Indonesian exclusive economic zone's rights. The Chinese vessels were found escorting tens of Chinese fishing boats to poach on Indonesia's exclusive economic zone near the Natuna waters on December 19 and December 24, 2019. In response to these ongoing violations, President Joko Widodo was unequivocal in his declaration that Indonesia will not negotiate with any party over its sovereignty, particularly regarding the country's territory in the Natuna waters in Riau Islands. Indonesian Finance Minister Sri Mulyani Indrawati assessed that the implementation of the state budget, which becomes a countercyclical instrument in 2019, was able to maintain the positive momentum of economic growth and macroeconomic stability. Minister Sri Mulyani in a press conference in Jakarta on Tuesday said that the management of the state budget throughout 2019 had faced global challenges. The minister said that the recent global conditions could disrupt domestic economic activities. To get the priority program directed by President Joko Widodo can be run, the management of the state budget is important. With the condition, the minister ensured taxation policy, although slowing down, still gives support of taxation incentive to business world during 2019. The state budget also supports productive and optimal state budget in strengthening social protection, supporting infrastructure development and also maintaining welfare as well as creating economic justice. United States President Donald Trump has discussed the situation in Iraq and Iran with Qatari Emir, a White House spokesman, to reporters on Wednesday. Jude Dury, the Deputy Press Secretary of the White House, said that Trump had thanked Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani for Qatar's partnership with the United States. Apart from Iraq and Iran, they touch upon important bilateral and regional matters. Meanwhile, Dewey did not specify whether the negotiations had been held prior to or after Iran's attack on U.S. military facilities in Iraq. The United States Federal Aviation Authority banned flights over the Persian Gulf due to escalating military activities in the region. The FAA said in a notice on Tuesday that certain flights are prohibited from operating in the overwater airspace above the Persian Gulf and the Gulf of Oman due to heightened military activities. Earlier, the Pentagon said Iran launched more than a dozen missiles at two bases housing American troops in Iraq. Real-time flight tracker Flight Radar 24 said that some carriers were already rerouting their flights to avoid either Iran or Iraq, namely Singaporean Scoot Airlines, British Airways, and Quad Airways. Moreover, according to Flight Radar 24, new bans will not have a big impact on U.S. carriers as the majority of them already avoid this airspace. Nonetheless, the impact could be significant in case if other countries will introduce similar bans. This news comes to you over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe delayed his planned tour to the Middle East, namely visits to Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates, were cancelled amid escalated U.S.-Iran military confrontation, media reported on Wednesday. According to the Kyodo News Agency, Abe urged to ensure safety of Japanese citizens in the region in closer cooperation with other countries, adding that Tokyo needs to be fully prepared for any circumstances. Moreover, Japanese Chief Cabinet Secretary Yoshihide Suga said that Tokyo called on concerned countries to make every diplomatic effort to ease tensions in the region. Previously, Kyodo reported that Abe convened a meeting of the National Security Council over Iran's ballistic missile attacks on U.S. military facilities in Iraq. All 176 people on board a Ukrainian passenger plane were killed when it crashed shortly after taking off from Tehran on Wednesday, Iranian state media reported. State news agency IRNA said 167 passengers and 9 crew members were on board the aircraft operated by Ukraine International Airlines. Obviously, it is impossible that passengers on flight PS752 are alive, the head of Red Crescent told semi-official news agency ISNA, putting the number of people on board at 170. The Boeing 737 had left Tehran's international airport bound for Kiev, the agency said, adding that 10 ambulances were sent to crash site. Indonesian Travel Bureau Association of North Sumatra predicts the visit of foreign tourists to North Sumatra in 2020 increases. Improvement and promotion of tourist objects, especially on Lake Toba attractions that are intensively carried out by central and regional government, is predicted to produce positive results this year. This was stated by Chairman of the Association of the Indonesian Tours and Travel Agencies of North Sumatra, Sohaludin, in Medan on Tuesday. He also said that the better infrastructure leading to and from Lake Toba is predicted to attract foreign tourists to come to the tourism object. Head of Central Statistics Agency of North Sumatra, Syekh Suhaimi, said that number of foreign tourists to North Sumatra until November increased 10.12% compared to 2018. According to Suhaimi, of the total number of foreign tourists, the most number were Malaysian tourists. Well, listener, that's the news.
Today in history, I'll begin with January the 8th, 1912. The African National Congress is established. The African National Congress is one of the political parties in South Africa that is center-left. The party has been the ruling party in South Africa since gaining majority power in May 1994. It was founded on January the 8th, 1912 in Bloemfontein to protect the rights of black people. Some of its founders were Albert Luthuli, who is Nobel Peace Prize recipient, and poet and writer Saul Plaatje and John Jupp. Until 1923, the party was named the South African Native National Congress. The ANC was the only party that had governed South Africa since 1994. Support for this party was reduced in 1919 election, but they again received additional support in the next election in 2004. Turning to January the 8th, 1996, Mapenduma hostage. On January the 8th, 1996, in Mapenduma, Jayawijaya, Indonesia, 26 members of the Lawrence 95 expedition team were taken hostage by the military wing of the Free Papua Organization led by Kelly Kwalik. This hostage taking raised the name Kwalik in the international world because members of the Lawrence 95 expedition were also of international citizens. This hostage taking resulted in the deaths of two of the hostages and also the 1996 Timika shooting incident which killed 16 people. It ended after 130 days. Mapenduma hostage free operation by Kopassus was led by Prabowo Subianto on May 9, 1996. That was Today in History over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih from Indonesia to the World.
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. For this segment, we would like to give you information about My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today's My Indonesia, titled Bali Targets 1 Million Cattle Production in 2025. Agriculture Minister Sahril Yasin Limpo fully support program of Bali province to achieve 1 million Bali cattle by 2025. That was stated by the minister when witnessing the signing of three MOUs between Agriculture Ministry and Bali Governor in Denpasar on January 4, 2020. One of the MOUs was about 1 million Bali cattle support national top commodity cattle buffalo program. According to Minister Sahril, Bali is a province with vast potential of farming and agriculture. With the MOUs, the ministry will fully support farming and agriculture programs in Bali. In a written statement received by media on Monday, January 6, Minister Sahril Yasin Limpo said, the MOU aims to increase agricultural development toward advanced, independent, and modern agriculture. Furthermore, the minister hoped that the agricultural products can be exported by increasing production and productivity. This move is in line with threefold export movement. Meanwhile, Bali Governor Wayan Koster said that Bali is an agriculture-based province and food supply is one of the main programs. The governor said support by Agriculture Ministry to increase agricultural production and productivity in Bali is very important in supporting programs of Balinese people and regional government. Governor Wayan Koster added, Bali is rich of local agricultural commodities such as orange, salak, coffee, cattle, goats, and others. However, these commodities are yet to be utilized optimally. Later, Agriculture Ministry support is expected to optimize this potential. Especially related to the 1 million Bali cattle by 2025 program, Livestock and Animal Health Director General I. Ketut Diamitra said the target can be achieved if there is increase of mother cow around 30-45% and supported by increasing of calf birth around 80-85% from the total breed cows. Meanwhile, the slaughter of productive female cows in Bali must be decreased until 5-10% from the currently recorded slaughter, and death of newborn calves must be lowered to below 5%. That was My Indonesia.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Bahagia. Berikan ku kesempatan untuk perbaiki semua, karena ku hanya ingin membuatmu bahagia.
Kasih maafkanlah dan jangan kau membisu karena kesalahanku, keegoanku. Berikan ku kesempatan semua, karena ku hanya ingin membuatmu bahagia.
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listener, after listening Indonesian song, it is the right time for us to present next segment that talk about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people. And here is Indonesian Wonder.
Listener, in today's edition of Indonesian Wonder, I introduce you Mount Tangkuban Perahu. Mount Tangkuban Perahu, with 2,804 meters high, is one of the mountains in West Java province. It is located 20 kilometers to the north of Bandung city, which is colored with pine trees and tea plantation surrounding the mountain. Mount Tangkuban Perahu is popular with the legend of Sangkuriang. The mountain is a volcano, one whose status is watched continuously by Indonesian Directorate of Volcanology. Some of its craters still indicate active activities. Here, we can see gas silver and springs on the slope of the mountain, such as Ciater in Subang, West Java province. The local people and municipal government of Bandung use the springs as tourism object. The springs which flow surrounding the mountain contain silver, which is believed to be able to treat various kinds of skin disease. The mountain was formed around 90,000 years ago at Kaldera Sunda, according to T. Bakhtiar and Dewi Shafriani in Bandung Ancient Book. The mountain is younger than Mount Burarang. Throughout its history, activities which occurred at Mount Tangkuban Perahu have formed 13 craters. Three craters of them are popular as tourism destinations, namely Ratu Crater, Upas Crater, and Domas Crater. Mount Tangkuban Perahu is appropriate for those who love adventure, natural exploration and photography, because this tourism object presents beautiful natural panorama. In addition, the atmosphere at the mountain is fresh, which will make us stay longer. Averagely, the temperature at the mountain is 17 degrees in the afternoon and 2 degrees at night, so we suggest you to provide sweater and comfortable shoes if you want to visit the mountain. Please follow the rules here, because there are some craters whose smoke is poisonous and visitors are prohibited to get closer. ¶¶ Tuban Perahu is a protected forest area and its sustainability and fresh air are still preserved. So if you would like to visit this tourism object, you do not need to spend a lot of money, because to enter the tourism object complex, you only need to pay the ticket worth 15,000 rupiahs until 30,000 rupiahs. Listener, that was our segment Indonesian Wonder featuring Tangkuban Perahu in West Java. Thank you for listening.
Suasana tak bersemangat, namun kini ku jalani dan semua rasanya tepat. Bersama kita coba wujudkan harapan, membuka jalan dalam gapai setiap tujuan.
Mentari bersinar selalu, ini yang ku minta penuh semangat tertawa. Bersamamu teman semua, karena ini
mentari kan datang, bawa sejuta harapan. Kita jumpa di sana, berbagi bersama, dan kita tahu pelangi yang satukan.
Buka kita buka hari yang baru, sebarkan semangat maka ke depan. Oh, yeah. Jadi pribadi baru. Buka kita buka hari yang baru, sebarkan semangat.
Listener, for the next segment, we will present you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian Language, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian language. And this program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. And here is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in the Indonesian language on the radio, introducing some Indonesian vocabulary and tips on how to use it in a conversation. This segment is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language and Book Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is menanyakan tujuan or asking destination. Next is a conversation about menanyakan tujuan or asking destination. The conversation is between Kevin and immigration officer. The immigration officer asks about the purpose of Kevin's arrival.
Selamat pagi.
Selamat pagi.
Ini paspor saya, Pak.
Ya. Apa tujuan Anda datang ke Indonesia?
Saya datang ke Indonesia untuk kuliah.
Baik.
After the conversation, now I'll introduce some vocabularies and idioms related to the topic today. I'll say each word slowly and twice. You can follow after me. Apa, apa, which means what? Tujuan. Tujuan, which means destination. Datang, which means to come. Saya, which means I. Untuk, which means to or for. Kuliah, which means to study or to lecture. Apa tujuan Anda datang ke Indonesia? Apa tujuan Anda datang ke Indonesia? Which means, what is your purpose to come to Indonesia? Saya datang ke Indonesia untuk kuliah. Saya datang ke Indonesia untuk kuliah. Which means, I come to Indonesia to study. In the dialogue, the immigration officer asks Kevin about his purposes to come to Indonesia by using an expression, apa tujuan Anda datang ke Indonesia? You can change the expression apa tujuan into untuk apa. For example, untuk apa Anda datang ke Indonesia? The word untuk is preposition which is used to express purposes. To respond expression asking for purpose, you can use the word untuk by following your purpose. For examples, immigration officer, apa tujuan Anda datang ke Indonesia? In English, what is your purpose to come to Indonesia? Kevin, saya datang ke Indonesia untuk kuliah. In English, I come to Indonesia for study. Immigration officer, apa tujuan Anda datang ke Indonesia? In English, what is your purpose to come to Indonesia? Kevin, untuk bekerja. In English, for work. Some other expressions to ask people about their purposes. For example, immigration officer, untuk apa Anda datang ke Indonesia? In English, what is your purpose to come to Indonesia? Kevin, untuk kuliah. In English, to study. Immigration officer, apa keperluan Anda datang ke Indonesia? In English, what is your purpose to come to Indonesia? Kevin, saya mau kuliah di Jakarta. In English, I want to study in Jakarta. Immigration officer, ada perlu apa datang ke Indonesia? In English, what is your purpose to come to Indonesia? Kevin, saya mau kuliah di Jakarta. Before we end today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, for more details, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Selamat pagi.
Selamat pagi.
Ini paspor saya, Pak.
Ya. Apa tujuan Anda datang ke Indonesia?
Saya datang ke Indonesia untuk kuliah.
Baik.
That was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language on the radio. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. See you next week with other interesting topics. Sampai jumpa.
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. And listeners, next segment we would like to give you information about Indonesian music. Hopefully, it can also entertain you. Here is Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Listener, welcome back to our regular music corner. Today I will bring a song to you from Central Sulawesi entitled Topegugu. Topegugu is a song that tells about bravery and struggle of heroes in Palu, Central Sulawesi. The song is often sung in music events or competition in the province. The song Topegugu had ever been sung in the Hague, Netherlands at Tong Tong Festival 2017 and Asiatica Film Festival 2018 in Rome, Italy. Especially at the Asiatica Film Festival 2018, a band managed by the Indonesian Embassy in Rome dedicated the song Topegugu to give support for Palu, which affected earthquake and tsunami. Well, listener, let's enjoy the song Topegugu by Zaro Ananta. Enjoy the song.
Of Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia.
Angin memiring, angin yang dingin.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. Thank you for your kind attention for listening our English program. And don't go anywhere and keep listening for our another program. So stay with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listener, don't forget to like and comment at Facebook The Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, Instagram voice.of.indonesia, Twitter at voindonesia, and our email address voi@voinews.id.